We've been discussing the prohibition against relating and accepting Lashon Hara, and the main dispensation, L'Toeles, the idea that sometimes what you say is important to protect the innocent. A number of contemporary poskim discuss situations involving doctors or other people who have information and confidence, medical information. The law certainly gives it a high degree of confidentiality, but the information is necessary to protect the public, to protect other individuals from harm. What should the doctor do? This is discussed by a number of contemporary poskim discussing a very similar situation. Rav Avadia Yosef, Tzitz Eliezer of Waldenburg, both discuss cases of a doctor who knows that a patient of his is epileptic or who has some other condition which makes it dangerous for him to drive. He has a license and he insists on driving, and he potentially could be a danger to the public. If he has an attack while driving, that could be serious. What should the doctor do? This is actually one of these areas where, by and large, the comments of the poskim dovetail pretty nicely with one's intuition. The answer is yes, the doctor should and must reveal to the public the fact that his client is patient is a danger to the public. Rav Avadia discusses it from the perspective of Toeles. He brings numerous arguments that he doesn't discuss the modern notion of confidentiality per se. He just discusses the fact that Lashon Hara is anything that could injure the subject of your talk and Rechilas, but nevertheless we find a heter of Toeles, and he basically just brings numerous examples where we find that information can and must be revealed. He brings that comment of the Pesachei Tshuva I mentioned a couple of days ago, who he calls one of the great rabbis of Vilna of his time, that we need more Lashon Hara when it's L'Toeles, not less. And in general he says that the consensus that he brings the Chafetz Chaim, he says the consensus of the Halacha clearly is that the laws of Lashon Hara are suspended where the information needs to be known to save people from harm. Tzitz Eliezer, in a tshuva to Rabbi Avraham Steinberg, Rabbi Dr. Steinberg of the Medical Encyclopedia, he has an even simpler and more succinct approach. He just says, it's pikuach nefesh, forget Toeles, he says. If someone driving who is likely to get into an accident is simply a question of pikuach nefesh, all laws of the Torah are suspended where pikuach nefesh is concerned, and of course, you have to tell what you know. Dayan Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak, he discusses a slightly different case and has a slightly different analysis. He discusses an accountant, an auditor, who knows that an officer of a company is embezzling funds from the company. Should he reveal? Should he publicize? If the guy won't quietly give back the money, should he trumpet it? Should he give it to the media? And his answer basically is, the answer basically is yes. He says, because the similar cases, he says, the idea is that, again, with Toeles, if he's causing harm to somebody else, then you have to reveal what you know. It's your duty to the innocent to protect them from harm. Lashon Hara does not apply. Another case they discuss, contemporary poskim, they discuss traffic violations. If you know that somebody is driving recklessly, doesn't follow traffic violations. So Dayan Weiss, again, approaches this from the perspective of Mesira. By turning somebody over to the government, you may cause him to have to be harmed, jail, sanctions. Dayan Weiss nevertheless says, I think it's his tshuva, that if he's a danger to the public, if the traffic regulations that he's flouting, which include pretty much any of the traffic regulations, are meant to preserve public safety, obviously you can always find some cases where they aren't, but in general they are, and certainly then he's considered, even without the din of rode for pikuach nefesh, he says it's considered meitzer l'rabim, someone who is causing harm or inconveniencing the public. He takes it pretty far. He says even if someone is parked on the sidewalk in such a way that pedestrians have to circumnavigate his car and go out into the street, which could be dangerous, even that is called causing harm to the public, and you can report him and get him in trouble because such conduct is intolerable, and the laws of Mesira, and I guess certainly Lashon Hara, are suspended in such cases. Just close with two highly unreliable, as all these stories are, stories, one about Rav Yashuv and one about Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Neither one of these is any degree of authenticity, so take them for what they're worth. In one of them, the story goes, there was a Haredi fellow who had a proposal for the government to shame repeat traffic offenders by publicizing their names in the media. And he actually went to the Knesset, and he was going to testify for this proposal. And he asked Rav Yashuv, can I do this? Rav Yashuv said, nope, can't do this. Traffic laws, it's not the law of the Torah, can't support non-Torah law. Rav Yashuv, according to the story, if it's true, doesn't get into the question of danger or not danger. He says, nope, Alpi Din Torah, we don't publicize the laws of traffic offenders. On the other hand, there's this delicious story, again, they tell, who knows if it's true, of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Some guy was driving without a license, got into a crash. Fortunately, nobody was hurt. He hit a wall, and he was going to go to jail for driving without a license. He went to Rav Chaim for a bracha. Rav Chaim said, driving without a license? You deserve to go to jail. Maybe you learn your lesson. She says, well, nobody was harmed. I just hit a wall. Rav Chaim was like, yeah, well, you're driving without a license. Next time you'll hit somebody and kill somebody. You need to go to jail. Rav Chaim was like, no, please, you know, it won't happen again. Of course it will, Rav Chaim said. You drove once, you'll do it again. You need to go to jail. You need to go there. You'll cool your heels a little. You'll learn your lesson. And it's a good idea for you. I'm definitely not going to, I'll be misspelled that you should get what you need for your rest of your life to be handled appropriately. Who knows if these stories are true, but in general, the consensus is that the laws of Lashon Hara, at least, are suspended where there's a problem of toelas or danger to the public, and flouting traffic laws is more often than not generally going to be a question of endangering the public.